So I know people don't really believe it unless they experience it, but this is a true thing. This is a real thing. It is a thing. Like somebody told me that this week, said everything is a thing. You can know the future technology really easy if you understand one thing. You can know the future technology. You can know what's going to happen in the future if you understand this one concept. And you might say, well, what is it? I want to know. I need this. Well, this one concept is more important than any riches, any technology, anything that you can come up with to benefit you down here. This is way more important because it's outside of the material realm. This is worth more than gold right here. When you understand what God is really doing in the universe, when you understand that what God is doing, He's revealing Jesus, but He's also revealing Himself. Jesus is God, but He's revealing to man the love of God for mankind, for His creation. The patience, the endurance, the grace, the mercy, all the attributes of God are actually, all the attributes of God are the future of technology. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? So all the technology, whether it's a car, whether it's a TV, whether it's a radio, now I know it gets used for bad. I know technology can be used for bad. But the purpose of technology initially is not to be used for bad. It's to be used for the purpose of what God is purposing in the earth. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, right? So what is a car? You want to get somewhere faster. You want to teleport. Jesus split space-time, came down here in time to go to the cross. He went through the cross because it's a love story. The movies, the time travel movies, all the movies, the electric cars, the elect saints, the electric cars, the elect saints, the electricity, the elect saints, the electrical transformer on the pole, the elect saints being transformed. God's whole purpose for this reality is to bring all things back to Himself through Jesus. So whether it's a teleportation machine, whether it's an airplane, whether it's a computer, whether it's a chat program, whether it's a dating app, or it's meant to be for good, but it gets used for bad. We know that. Whether it's YouTube, Facebook, all that stuff, all those things are what? Communication tools. What is communication? Communion. What's this whole thing about? That you commune with God. That you come back in communion with God through Jesus. So there's always a middle. A medium. A middleman. A medium. There's always a middleman. A small bag, a medium bag, and a large bag at the grocery store. A small drink, a medium drink, and a large drink. There's always that middle. And so when you understand the archetypes, when you understand the overarching patterns that God has set in force before the foundation of the world, then technology, what man creates, is just pointing to what God has already done and what God is going to do and is revealing to mankind, because man is kind of dumb. But back to what I was saying, when you get these downloads, when God reveals these things, it's a small still voice. It's like a really fast, instantaneous download. You might be working or you might be talking to somebody, and it's just like a really fast download. It's so fast, it's hard to even believe that it even happens, but it happens to me every day. And so this download was okay. You already know what the future is. You know what? You know cryptocurrency is going to be a big thing. Script, crypt, the unseen realm, the Tor network, the underground, below the threshold, your thought life, your heart. The seven spirits of God are going out from the throne to see whose heart's right by Him. So you know there's an underground, unseen network. So like the radio waves, the EMF, the microwaves, the electromagnetic spectrum. Electromagnetic spectrum. To spectacle is to see. Elect. Row, row, row your boat. Row, row, row your boat. Magnet. Ma-gi-net. God is trying to call out the Ma creatures into the spirit. From an MA creature to an MAE creature. So when you get these downloads, and then you write them down or you record them, it builds. It's like it builds one upon each download, each insight. You might call it insight or what revelation or whatever. Each revelation, each download or whatever you want to call it, it builds upon the other one. And the only way you're going to step into that kind of understanding is cut off the noise. Sometimes you have to get isolated. If you really want to hear from God, you're going to have to cut off the noise. I mean, really. And you'll get addicted to it, which is a good thing. I mean, you have to balance. You have to pay your bills and you work and get up. But there's a tendency that you just want to just keep getting the downloads from the spirit realm. But you have to balance. And finding that balance is the trick. But even that, God wants you to be balanced, you know. You're a temple down here in 3D. It's hard to be balanced down here because 3D realm is crazy. But the way you stay balanced is you look at the universe. How does the universe balance? And so you have a scale that you weigh stuff on, and you see the scale, and you see the balancing act, right? You read Proverbs. There's a time for war. There's a time for peace. There's a time to build. There's a time to tear down. There's always a balance there. And so it's true in the spirit versus the flesh experience. The natural realm. I don't even want to say the flesh. The natural realm and the spirit realm. There's a balance. And to find that equilibrium, find that balance where you're still hearing from God, but you're also becoming a portal out here and you're passing on the knowledge, the information. It's a balance. And sometimes you get out of balance, but that's okay. That's part of the process, learning how to balance. It's kind of like if you get on a bicycle for the first time, you're learning to balance. And you realize, hey, as long as I'm in the flow, it's easier to balance. And that's a secret to life too. You're thinking, you get out of balance. Well, get in the flow and the balance will come back. Stay active, whether it's your mind, your heart, your physical, building something, creating something, art, whatever. Learn a new trade, learn a new skill. Just stay in the flow. If you really want to be balanced, think about a bicycle. You could just sit on the bicycle, just sit there, not do nothing, and you can't balance yourself. But as soon as you push the pedal, it's easy to balance. Just push the pedal. Just push and watch it turn and watch it just balances automatically. And so it's actually the pushing the pedal is like you're walking by faith. You're saved by faith and you walk by faith. So you want to figure out how to balance in this life. Just step on the pedal by faith and watch it happen. It will work itself out. It always does. It has to, because it's a universal principle. So instead of just saying, what if this happens, or what if this don't happen, or what if I fail, or what if this don't work out, or whatever, just push the pedal by faith. It's going to balance itself out, because it's a universal thing. Especially when you're starting out in this world, it's a big world. Where do I go? What do I do? What's God's will? What's this? You don't have to worry about it. It'll work itself out. It will reveal itself over time. Because what's happening over time, Jesus is revealing himself to the whole world. But because it's what he's done is so, what he has done is so high and lifted up, unless you really get into the spirit mind, you really can't see it. And so it has to be revealed over a 7,000 year period of time. Without the Holy Spirit, you couldn't see it. What God is doing in the universe is so huge, so tremendous. Actually, in him we live and breathe and have our being. So any invention, any movie, any creation, any artwork is from him working through you. It's working through you. God is revealing his program through you, through others, through the technology, through the inventions, through the art, through everything. God is revealing Jesus in all things. Now, man is going to use it for evil. We know that. But it's not initially intended for evil. It's intended for good. Because the heart of man is deceitfully wicked, he flips it upside down. This is why man is going to destroy himself. The AI program, the AI machine would be a good thing. But everything that man creates is death. What God creates is life. So man is trying to create his own machine in his own image. God created man in his image, but man, because man fell into sin, he creates his own image, which is what? Death and destruction. Somebody's listening to me right now that went away, come back. They came back. They keep going away and come back because it doesn't fit their box. I'm speaking outside the box. I'm speaking outside your denomination. And every time you hear something, but you know it's the truth, you can't understand what I'm saying because you're stuck in your box, but you keep coming back. I don't know who it is. I just sense that. Why do you keep coming back? You get mad because that don't fit your denomination. That don't fit your training. But you know it's the truth. Sometimes you have to leave your box. Sometimes you have to be birthed out of the womb and become a real person, become a real man, or become a real woman. You have to grow up and step outside your little box, your little security blanket. And that's what God is revealing. Why do you think Uber and Lyft and all that stuff? Because God is allowing you to run your own business part-time, to teach you how to be your own person, to give you freedom, to give you a taste of freedom. But you got to learn to maintain your ship. You got to learn to get the sound doctrine yourself. A preacher can't give you your doctrine. A lot of people get mad at me and say, yo, you can teach, you're an excellent Bible teacher. Why don't you just teach Ephesians and teach the Bible? I am teaching the Bible, but I'm doing it in a way that reaches more people. Because a lot of people, they don't like a verse-by-verse teaching. But I'm telling you, your 3D experience is the Bible. Your 2D experience is the Bible. Your 5D experience is the Bible. Everything, you're in the script. You're actually a character in a 3D Bible. The Bible is actually written in your body. The truth is written in everything. It's stained everywhere. The Holy Writ, R-I-T, is writ. It's written everywhere. Why do you keep leaving, but you keep coming back? I'm revealing the truth. Technology's revealing the truth. The media, the news, the dispensations, the revelation of Jesus is encoded everywhere. But see, the reason you can't fully accept it is because you're stuck in a box. You're stuck in a tradition. You're stuck in a bloodline. You're stuck in a culture. You're stuck in a political party. Or you're stuck in a a red versus blue mindset. You're stuck in a box, but you can't escape the box. So you leave and get mad. You come over here and you get mad and you leave, but you keep coming back. And I know it's happening because it's happening with everything that we do. You get mad about something and you leave, but you keep coming back. Magnet, electromagnetic radiation, electromagnetism, magnet, the word magnet, you take a magnet, you break it into pieces, you move it away, but there's a pull back. So the same with truth. The seed is within the seed. The truth is within the truth. So if somebody speaks truth and they break it into parts for you, you take that little piece that you can understand and you digest that, but you got to come back because truth is like a magnet. You take a piece of it off and you want more. You're drawn back to more truth and more truth and more truth and more truth. Now, if you want lies, you're repelled. But when you want truth, you're drawn back more and more. I want more truth. I want more truth. I want more truth. I want more freedom. I want more freedom because the truth will set you free. And people are drawn to truth. People are drawn to your freedom. People are drawn to that reality, but they don't know what. They don't know why. They don't know why they're drawn to you. They just are because you're free. And they want what you got, but they're not ready to go put. They put one toe in. It's like run some bath water. You put a toe in to see how hot it is. You put one foot in, but you're not ready to go all in with both feet. And somebody says, "Is faith alone and Jesus alone? Not of works, lest any man should boast." And so they put one foot in, but they don't step all in. They want to believe. But they're just on the edge. Instead of just jumping in and say, "Lord, I believe, I receive you, I accept you, I'm all in." They want to be partially in because they don't want to miss out. They don't want to miss out on the world, but they don't want to miss out on God. So they're just halfway in. They're halfway into the truth. But you're never going to be happy unless you're all in. You got to jump in. When you jump into the swimming pool, you just jump in. You just jump in. Anyway, everything is revealing Jesus. The technology, the books, the inventions, everything. The words, everything that you're doing is revealing Jesus. And so you can know the future by looking at what God is doing in the universe. Together, oneness, wholeness. Why do you think there's more holistic doctors out there now on YouTube? Why do you think there's more holistic food in the grocery stores now? Yeah, there's a bunch of sugar. But if you look up the top shelf and kind of scan it, they put the sugar stuff right in front of your eyes. But you look above or a little bit lower, you can see the healthier foods. Why do you think people are talking about fasting? And why do you think there's such a thing as creatine? Why do you think there's such a thing as resveratrol? Because wholeness. God is whole. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. So the wholeness movement, the crypto movement, it's revealing Jesus, and it has to happen because we're moving towards that direction that where the culmination of the ages reveals Jesus in all things. That has to happen. And if you're not moving to wholeness, and you're not moving to peace, and you're not moving to truth, you're in the anti. You're going down. You're not going to be your own God. You're not going to make it. The whole universe is against you. Everything's against you. My point is, you can learn how to invest. You can learn how to plan for the future. Everything's being revealed. It's happening right here, right now. I'm telling you, it's a revelation. It's below the threshold. It's happening if you just listen. If you're saved, you can receive the downloads every day. But you have to get away from the noise of the system and listen and wait for God to reveal something to you. And if you're in that mode, He will start to reveal stuff. And when you communicate with another Spirit-filled believer, it's like faster. It happens faster. Because the communion, the iron sharpens the iron. The saints sharpen the saints. If you yoke up with a flesh creature, you will be disconnected from that flow. That's why He says, don't withhold the assembling of yourself together. But if I go down here to the church to try to assemble with a saint, and all they talk about is football and basketball and the news, I could do that at home. I could go buy me a TV and do that at home. Why would I go to a church building to talk about the word? I want to hear something from God. I want another saint to build me up. I want to build the other saints up. I don't want to be tore down with stupid stuff. Just a cycle repeat. Why do I care what happens? It's just all a repeat. Why don't I see the inventions and the technology pointing to what Jesus being revealed on? Why don't I want to get in that program where you're revealing Jesus in all things? Because the whole earth's going to be filled with the glory of the Lord. It's already happening. It's here now, but people are just not awake to it. That's all. Everything reveals the glory of God. The grass, the trees, the sky, but also the technology, the TVs, the computers, everything's revealing an attribute of God, and it's also revealing what He's doing in the universe. It's all about revealing Jesus, and the technology has to move towards that culmination, just like we're moving towards that knowledge. Even when they come up with something like the Unity Consciousness Movement, yeah, they might be worshiping themselves, but even the words unity consciousness point back to being conscious with God and one with God. Together, no. How do you know anything without God? In Him, we live and breathe and have our being. You can't know anything. The Bible makes it clear. They didn't know their left hand from their right. The people of Nineveh didn't know their left hand from the right. But when Jonah went in there preaching, they started to get some knowledge. They were ignorant. Without God, everybody's ignorant. But with God, you become a genius. Adam was a genius. He named all the animals. Adam and Eve were geniuses. Now, Adam and Eve fell. Kind of covered their mind. Sin makes you dumb. But they were geniuses. Mankind fell. Mankind was designed to be a genius, but man fell because of sin. But we're starting to see the geniuses appearing, the saints appearing, the knowledge appearing. But the knowledge from above is appearing down here, but it's not to point to man, it's to point to God. It's to really point to Jesus and what He did at the cross. Why do you think people are so bored with the movies? They're starting to wake up that it's just the same movie over and over and over. All the time travel movies are the same. All the love stories are the same. Hollywood is becoming boring. It's crashing and burning. People, there's nothing new, exciting that Hollywood's given us. And they know it. They know it's crashing and burning. People became their own gurus, their own entertainment, because people are waking up that they don't need Hollywood. They don't need anything out there. That everything's a fractal hologram, and everything is in the now, and everything's happening that you ever wanted is happening right there where you are right now. Everything you ever needed is right where you are right now, because God is everywhere. God is omnipotent. He's omnipresent. So if God is omnipotent, omnipresent, everything you need is right there where you are right now. If you step into that knowledge, you won't need anything outside yourself. You won't need Hollywood. You won't need the noise. You won't need TV. You won't need Facebook. You won't need any of it, because it's happening in your world right now. I don't know what I'm going to title this, but I'm just saying, the downloads are real. And it's not like the movie The Matrix. You plug in and it downloads. It's just like a light clicks. Oh, that's what's happening. And it's really fast. It's like a millisecond. It's really fast. It's like a microsecond. It's so fast you have to have some peace and quiet to be able to catch it, because it's happening all the time. It's just a matter if you're listening, you know. So all the things happening out in front of you are revealing Jesus. The whole earth is filled with the glory of God, but nobody's able to see it because they're so distracted with the upside down pyramid. Well, I don't care if it's school, I don't care if it's medical, I don't care if it's what it is. The whole system's an upside down pyramid, and they think that's the truth, and it's the opposite, because the devil is a master deceiver, and the truth is right in front of us, but the devil's a master deceiver, and he flips it and makes you think that's the truth when it's not. The devil will send you a person. Oh, this is the one I'm supposed to be with. But it's usually upside down, and it's a fake. It's a copy. It's not real. And that's what's happening in your society. I don't care which nation it is. The devil's always got a fake. And those who have the truth are the minority, and they get ridiculed, and they get shut down, and they get silenced and censored, because they don't want the truth to go out, because it destroys their little cube, their little box, their little money-making machine. It destroys it. And the reason they hate it is because Jesus, the reason that is true today is because Jesus went in the temple and he said, get out of this temple. I don't want money changers in the temple. And so it's happening in your world. Everything that happened in the Bible is happening right now. I don't care if it's Genesis 3, Genesis 4. I don't care if it's Matthew. It's happening right now. I don't care if it's Revelation. There's tribulation happening right now. Now, there's going to be a great tribulation, but there's tribulation happening right now. And it's going to multiply. Everything's a fractal hologram. So the story, I don't care what book you read, Genesis, Revelation, Ephesians, Corinthians, everything that you read in the Bible is happening now. Somebody asked me the other day, said something. I said, well, what you experienced over here at this place is happening right now. Don't think it ain't. Just because you can't see it, don't think it ain't happening. The same thing they were doing, the same con artists they were down there, they're happening here. The same drug dealers happening over there, it's happening here. You might not see it, but it's happening. There's no new story. There's no new game. Somebody told me this, a boss told me this a long time ago. He said, they don't have a new game. There's no new game, and there's no new story. Hollywood has no new game. The political process has no new game. Dr. Fauci has no new game. Bill Gates has no new game. None of them have a new game. It's just a remanufactured, painted face game with a little bit of a spin to make you think it's something different when it's just the same game. And if you learn that with investing, you can get rich. Anyway, there's no new story. There's no new game. It's all revealing Jesus. Technology is just revealing Jesus. That's all.